Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, it is that time. It is that time to feed Kansas City that great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen in Independence, right? That's one location, I-70 and 291. You can get that great Cajun food there. You can get it by the Med Center, the original at 39th and State Line, and out at the Legends. That is where you will find, in KCK, by the way, where you will find Jazz. Find them online at jazzkitchen.com. Fantastic Cajun food, the best anywhere around. That's what you get. You can get it to go as well, jazzkitchen.com. Take advantage of it right now. Take advantage of Stump the Chumps. I think we've got one line open at 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810 for fantastic Cajun food and a chance to Stump the Chumps. Really, it's the honor, you know, the honor of knowing you've defeated the legendary Chumps.
Yep.
Soren Petro, Curtis Siebold, Jed Marshall, now joined by Todd Lebo, and, of course, the iconic man about town, Peter Yatinik. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm doing great. Pete is iconic, and he looks iconic today. He looks sharp. He's got a nice shirt on.
Sharp.
Tucked in. He's got his penny loafers on. No, you don't have any pennies, though, do you?
No pennies.
No pennies.
No pennies.
Looks better than me. I look like I always look.
My dad always got pissed at me. He said, don't wear loafers. Just the mere fact that they call it loafers, and that's what you are, young Pete.
You're a loafer, Pete.
Yes, I am.
Pete always makes us look foolish when it comes to fashion. He's a dapper Don.
How you doing, Soren? Everything good?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Good deal. I'm doing fine, man. Staying safe, and want you guys certainly too. Looks like we're entering the second stage now, if they call it that, the second big stage. So.
Yeah,
let's hope it's the last stage.
Yeah,
Let's say that's a creative thinking there.
Yeah,
exactly. I like it. I am quite optimistic about the numbers that they're throwing around with these vaccines.
Yeah,
get everybody taking it, or at least most everybody.
I'd go 97%, wouldn't you?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's got me for the first time talking to Lebo about, okay, am I traveling too? Right, like we actually, I feel quite optimistic about that. That's very soon. We're going to be getting back out on the road covering the stories for KC Sports. I don't think we're going to make the Super Bowl. Do you, Todd?
I'm not. I don't think you want to. If someone wants to go, maybe so. But, yeah, they're having a radio row at the Super Bowl. They are having one. So
really?
Yeah, they are. They are having one, and they are having – they've already got some regular – now, listen.
Is it outside?
Well, here's the deal. Like we think they're having a Chiefs game on Sunday night too. So, I mean, the Super Bowl's a long ways away, but as of now, they are planning on having a radio row, but there's been a lot of things like if you go to radio row, you can't go to the game and a whole bunch of things. And you know, I don't know how many people will come to radio row to sell their wares.
The same so is bums it worth, you know, always come in.
But I mean, will they all go, but would they all go? I don't know if they're going to be, is there going to be 8 guests instead of 400? You know, who knows? So,
hey, Pete, I'm glad you've enjoyed our coverage.
Exactly.
Well, Soren, you know the usual crowd that comes in there.
Right,
usual suspects pushing a book, pushing, you know, 3 girls they're with. I mean, whatever they're doing, it's just all. But I was thinking when we were talking about vaccines and everything, I'll take 97%. If you can drink 100 proof rum, you can take a 97%.
See, that's just math.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
just math.
Exactly.
That's all that is.
Exactly.
Is that how that works?
Well,
it is.
I don't know if it is.
Don't
it's
think
how
that's
Pete
probably
it
accurate, but
Captain
you know.
Morgan, 100 proof.
But yeah, they are planning on still having some sort of a radio row thing at the Super Bowl, but Christ. I'm not going.
Soren, name 5 guests right now that'll be there. You already know them by heart. I mean, you don't have to. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you know, well, 5 guys are going to be pushing something there.
Yeah, but Todd, I thought we did, you know, Mike Vick being down there, I thought that was great.
Well, that's good.
Oh, we've had a lot of good stuff.
Oh, you've had some great guests
we
on there.
We do a pretty good job of feeling, you know.
Yeah.
Feeling
we
out
try to filter
good
out the crap.
Yeah, filter, that's what I was looking for. It was yeah.
I didn't mean to insinuate you guys were
degenerates.
Well,
that's how we're taking it.
Well, is it? Please not. No.
No, but you know, and last year was so great because it was the Chiefs, right? And, when your team is there, you get a lot more attention on Radio Row because they give you a good spot and all this stuff. And gosh, we had four tables working.
The autograph hounds Lebo had to deal with every time.
Get used to it, guys, because you're going to be there again.
But they've already said, at least this was the plan before, it'll be the same as now. They're, like when we would go out in the morning to go to the hotel to cover, that stuff's not happening now. That's not happening. Yeah. It'll be virtual stuff there. So there's, you know, there's no reason to worry about that stuff. So, yeah, it's weird world we're
in. So if the Chiefs are there and it's all virtual, then we should be able to be on it from here, right?
Yeah, you know, perhaps. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. We ought to be able to be on all those things, I would think.
I would hope. Okay.
Well, you know, one thing's a given. They're going to be there again. That is a given.
Oh, I think they'll be there sometime soon.
I think so,
I don't know if
too.
It'll be this year or not. But
what I think is great is watching the national press play with this, and you hardly ever hear about the Chiefs. They're talking about Russell Wilson. They're talking about, you know, these squads in Baltimore. They're talking about Pittsburgh. The Chiefs are still by far and away the best team in the NFL. I mean, they really are. I think so.
I do agree with that. When
they haven't even played a decent game yet. We're eight through, and they haven't played like they can. This is a pretty damn good
ball
club.
I really do want him to cash here because, and I know we need to get to stumping the chumps, but I want him to cash this year because I do keep looking ahead, and I know it's my nerddom and I should just focus on this year, but 34 players and $15 million over the cap already. And so when you're like, oh, 34, well, you know, okay, so 19 more players have to make the roster, and so they've got to cut out $15 million and they've got to cut room for 19 more players. And so it can be done. Chris Jones is going to – his salary is going to be converted to bonus, and he's going to count $7 million instead of the $19.5 million you'll see, and they'll backload out $14 million for the next couple of years. And I think they'll extend Tyrann Mathieu. I think they'll probably extend Tyreek Hill. You know, there's a number of different things that they're going to have to do.
They'll get to work on it, yeah.
But, you know, at some point –
Well, that's why you got to win while you can, and they're hot in this window right now. So take advantage of.
Saran, have you still got buddies out there that you can maybe wrangle into a bet, or do they obviously they know a little bit about the sport? But have you still got pals out there that you used to work with? Because you should
out
have
there them. In Tampa or
no,
in Vegas?
No, in Vegas.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I figured you probably did. You.
Yeah.
Are they a little frisky about this team, or is that easy money?
No, I mean, they, you know, no.
They're pretty.
No, they're not. Actually, they're less frisky about the Raiders than I am. They've been talking about how bad they are all year, and they're 6-3. I will say this. The one thing, and I was on with Steve last night, and you know, we pointed out 93% of the bets and 93% of the money is coming in on the Chiefs at 7, and Vegas is not moving the line.
Just right, staying at 7, not 6.5 or 7.5, no hook.
It's either 7 or 7. I think it's 7 or 7.5, whatever it is. But my point is 93% of the money is on the Chiefs, and they haven't bumped it up. It's because they're expecting all the sharp players to come in late. If they go to 7.5 or 8, that all the sharps are going to be on the Raiders. Huh. That scares me a little bit.
Yeah, right.
So that's the only word of caution I have. I still think the Chiefs unload on the Raiders here, but
I kind
of
do
if
too.
It ends up being more of a dogfight than you think, the sharps are liking the Raiders and the points. So,
how many people are you letting in that place down there? 1,000?
None.
Yeah,
they don't have anyone going to those games in Vegas.
Nope. Yeah, they want a full house for the when it comes out.
Yeah,
they don't want people just trickling in.
Yeah,
people have been in there, but they've been in there because they're doing partial seating for UNLV games.
Really?
Yeah, they're letting UNLV's playing there, and they have a different field for UNLV as well. I think UNLV is artificial.
Yeah, but they don't sell tickets to UNLV. They're just kind of saying, "Come on in and walk around and pick something out."
Well, I think the limited capacity is still more than enough.
Yeah, because doesn't UNLV stink out loud?
They're having their problems.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
All right, let's stump the chumps. 913-810-810. Curtis, where do we begin?
We begin with Gary. You're in the program. Stump the chumps, Gary.
Hey, chumps, it's been a while. Quick question. How many people are they going to allow in the stadium at Tampa during the Super Bowl?
13,000 is the number that
it's a little bit like the Chiefs, I think. It's a 18% kind of thing. It's like a Chiefs home game thing. That will be expensive.
What's the ticket price now?
Oh,
good God.
Don't ask.
10,000?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be more than that, won't it?
It'll be a lot.
It's
going to be a lot.
Okay. Well, here's my question. It's a Paul Horning question. What was Notre Dame's record the year that he won Heisman Trophy?
2-8
They only won three, right?
2-8
He was a 3-6
2-8
2-8 All right, Pete says 2-8
Yeah, Pete's
we'll go
right.
2-8
Nailed it, Petro.
Thanks, Gary.
There you go. By the way, was that did Horning win it? Was that the year that Jim Brown finished?
Yes, yeah. Yes, he finished ahead of Johnny Majors, Jim Brown, and about three other guys. And he was the interloper in that group. I mean, he was a good ball player. He's a hell of a ball player. He wasn't no Jim Brown. I'm sorry. But he went to that magic school.
Yes, he did. And he was white, which at that
time was very important. Yeah, it took him a while before they figured out, Ernie Davis, we can't give it to anybody beside him. We better do it.
Yeah. First, very proud of the first black Heisman Trophy winner came from Syracuse University. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
913-3810-810. Where do we go, Kay?
After a question about a great Packer, we go to Vince here in the program. Stump the Chumps, Vince.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good buddy. Vince. What's on your mind?
So all this talk about Aaron Rodgers' lack of first-round pick weapons and things like that had me thinking about Patrick Mahomes' weaponry. And there are four different players that were drafted in the first round that Patrick Mahomes has completed a pass to in his career. Sammy Watkins is one of them. Can you tell me the three others?
That was the
three
one
other
first-round
picks that he's completed a pass to. Is Kelvin Benjamin maybe one of them guys? Did he go first or did he go high second?
He might
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Ooh. Yeah. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So we'll start with Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I think Kelvin Benjamin.
Eric Fisher is the other one.
Eric Fisher. That's number two, right?
Correct.
Let's think about Kelvin first, though. Let's think about Kelvin. I think.
Yeah.
Well,
wait a minute. We haven't submitted Kelvin yet.
We're just thinking. I think he was, like, 20 something in the first.
He was thinking Eric Fisher was going to be the stumbler here.
Let's keep thinking.
The second, is there somebody else? I mean, there's no one else on the roster currently. All right, there's not even another first rounder, Mitchell Schwartz, even if there's some other tackle eligible type shenanigans. They were going to throw it to Remlinger. The other day, but he got held. But he's not a first.
Le'Veon was not a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had some rummy tight end at the end of the run come through here, have they?
Not with Patrick, I don't think. I think Kelvin's probably the play.
Le'Veon Bell was a second. Was LeSean McCoy?
Mm-mm.
No, he was second or third.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Benjamin was a late first.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Okay, so that's where we want to go?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go Kelvin Benjamin for the third one.
Can't fool you guys. Bang. Nicely done, gentlemen.
That is a great question.
It was a great
question.
That is a great question.
What a mixed bag of people that was.
You get nothing.
One guy who was here for about a week. And Benjamin.
The satisfaction of knowing you had a
sentence
question.
We never thought we'd hear. Can't fool you guys. Well, I got news for you, buddy. You haven't seen my legacy.
The only one draft. Well, no, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, left tackle,
Fisher was a tough
running back.
Yeah.
A wideout drafted by somebody else and two wideouts drafted by somebody else. That's I love that question.
That's terrific.
That's
it was good.
I almost wish he could have won.
I do too. I wish if you weren't such a selfish SOB, you could have put him on hold.
Hey, Jed would have
hung
up on him.
Jed actually said in my headset, "Dump him."
I did nothing. I like Vince. He's a good caller.
Yeah, thank you, Vince.
Not good enough.
913-3810-810. Where do we go next, Cletus?
Cameron, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Cameron.
Hey, Chumps. How's it going?
Great.
Good, buddy. What do you got for us?
No Dick Drago questions this week, all right?
Thank God.
I'm just going to put that out there right there.
Thank God. Jeez. Could be the death of me.
All right. In the past 20 years, more number one overall draft picks have been born in this city than any other. Where is it? I'm talking NBA.
NBA or NFL or baseball or what?
In NBA. NBA draft. Past 20 years, more number one overall draft picks have been born in this city than
Houston?
Any other.
Overall number one. He said overall.
Yep, 1-1.
Ones.
Wow. Go through the overall number one.
Magic
go through every
from,
one of them, Curtis.
Right?
He's from Michigan.
I'm just trying to see if we can pop off a couple of guys and get a theme. Larry Johnson was from Dallas. I don't know where he was born.
I'm thinking
Derek Coleman
Texas.
Was born in Michigan. Was a Detroit guy. Magic Johnson, was he Detroit?
Yeah.
He said the last 20 years, though, right?
Past 20 years.
Okay,
past 20 years. Because I was going to be like Chris Webber, Derek Coleman, Magic Johnson. Yeah. But
so
that's,
2020.
That's older, okay.
Is Lansing part of
this century?
Out. That's too long ago. Yeah. So that'd be 20 to, from 2000 on. Curtis, right. Go through your NBA Rolodex.
Kenyon Martin, we're going through 20.
Kenyon Martin, Andrus Bogut.
Bobby Brown,
Blake Griffin was from Oklahoma City, I think. I think he was born in Oklahoma.
LeBron was Akron, where Dwight Howard was from.
Texas.
Dwight Howard
from,
I
Atlanta.
Think was Atlanta, yeah.
He went to high school in Atlanta, at least.
Just give me some more 1-1s.
Anthony Bennett. Andrew Wiggins.
Anthony Bennett played at UNLV. Was he from Vegas?
No, no
Derrick Rose.
Wiggo was from Canada.
Canada, yeah.
Wall.
Ooh.
Ooh, Toronto.
Toronto.
Maybe?
He's from, is it Toronto?
Oh, God.
Because Anthony Bennett, I think, might have been Canadian, too. I think
he
might have been
from
Toronto.
He might be on something there.
Where
Rose.
Was.
Derrick Rose is
Derrick
Chicago.
Rose was
Chicago.
Chicago.
I don't know where he's born, but he's Chicago.
He
and Chicago. Anthony Davis was Chicago.
Yeah, that's right. There's right. Two.
Ooh, two Chicagos.
Ooh, two Chicagos, couple of Torontos.
Washington, D.C.
Was Bargnani.
Who was the first
time?
Pick last night? I didn't pay attention.
Edwards. Edward Solaire.
No.
Edward. And he's from, oh, that's it. That he's, is he Atlanta? He's from Georgia, I know. That's how he ended up at UGA, is he was a Georgia
Can
guy.
Can we ask for a hint how many players
Without
it is?
A friend.
Yeah, just how many players it is.
Three.
Oh. Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. We got a bunch of twos on Atlanta,
yeah right.
Chicago, and Toronto. Find the third,
what
Curtis.
What about Houston? They do anything? City of Houston?
No.
Nothing?
Okay. Curtis needs to keep naming these names. I don't remember these things.
I know we know Chicago has two, but Toronto probably. Didn't Toronto have two as well? With Bennett and
Wiggins?
Wiggs.
Wiggs.
I can't find
them. Toronto might have had one more.
I love this question.
I do too.
It's a good question.
It's not a great question yet.
No,
we have to get it right.
Yeah, it's just
to be
a good
great question.
Where was DeAndre Ayton from? Where was Zion from?
Zion is from
South
Carolina.
North Carolina.
Ayton was
South Carolina.
A Bahamas dude, wasn't he?
Was he? Where was Markelle Fultz? Was he a Seattle
Washington.
Kid?
Yeah, I don't know where he went to high school, though.
No, he was from the Midwest somewhere and went out to Seattle.
Simmons was from Australia.
Australia.
And Bogut was Australia.
Oh, boy, is this some Brisbane or something?
What about Kyrie Irving or John Wall?
John Wall is from North Carolina, I think.
Is he?
I know he went to high school there.
Where was Kyrie from?
He's an Aussie, too, isn't he?
Kyrie? I don't think he's
is it?
No.
Is it? He's not.
Lost your mind.
Curtis, are you insane?
Greg Oden was from Ohio, right? Could he have been Akron? Would that put a second one in Akron with LeBron?
We need three, though.
Yeah.
And not three LeBrons.
Well, but, I mean, we don't have, you know.
I think we should have Jed just say a city.
Where was Kwame Brown from?
Was that pre-2000 or post-2000? That was right then?
That was right at 2000. That would have been in the.
Was he Atlanta or something? I don't know where Kwame Brown's from.
All right, what do we want to guess? We've gone long enough. Yeah.
Take one, and then get it wrong so we can move on. Take one.
I'll wear it. Let's go with Chicago.
I'm with you.
Okay.
All right. This is a great answer. It's Melbourne, Australia.
Ah, you
suck, Cameron.
Really?
It's so Bogut.
Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, and in the words of the
we call Kyrie
the Dynamite guy, Andrew Bogut. Andrew Bogut.
Kyrie Irving was from there.
He was born there. It must have just. No. I don't think he grew up there.
I got NBA ones.
Yeah.
I got NBA ones.
Rock and roll.
So. Let's go with this. Anthony Edwards went number one. That means that the SEC had the number one pick in both the NFL with Joe Burrow and the NBA with Anthony Edwards in the same year. Tell me, what do we want? Do we want the players, the year, the conference that last did that?
Two players. That'd be testing your knowledge pretty good. That's a good question.
Players,
what do you say, two players?
I think the players are probably more likely
the
than
players,
the conference.
The last time that happened.
Knowing the answer.
Players, the last time it happened.
Hmm.
And I will give you a clue. Not on draft day, but after draft day, there is a local relevance.
Not on draft day, but after draft day,
right? So,
local.
Like when either one of those drafts happened, didn't have squat to do with Kansas City, but later, Kansas City would be involved. with one of the individuals? How great is this question at this time, Curtis?
It is fantastic.
Man, that's throwing me for a loop. So the one had to have played for it was a Chief.
Well, you asked for this question, so you should get it.
I didn't ask for anything, Pete.
Okay. Touche.
Dang. I got to chew on this.
So great. So great that you called with the question you did.
Think. Pac-12. I'm just trying to think of 1-1s in the past.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the guys' uniform number might have been 1-1.
So Pac-12. Okay, here we go. All right. So it's Alex Smith, so he would have been from Utah. So, oh, golly.
Oh, God, who would it be?
It's Alex Smith. And? Oh, he was drafted the same year. Yep, got it. Alex Smith and Andrew Bogut.
Yes!
So both from Utah.
Yes!
Excellent.
Nice Googling. Cameron. You did a great job of typing really quiet and getting to that. Nice work.
You're going to jazz. That's
awesome. Terrific. That's wow. Awesome. It's a great question you
yes,
had for us. You
good
got a great question.
Good question. Answer.
I love that. Yeah. Last time the same conference was actually the only time that it was two guys from the same school.
Man, that's
Alex
that's a hell
Smith
of a question.
And Andrew Bogut, both from Utah. Tough. How awesome is that for a question that he walked into that one?
Good stuff.
913-3810-810. It's just that easy. I mean, that was pretty damn easy. Let's be honest. If you can do that, you can stump the chumps and you can go to jazz on us.
The Program with Seren Petro.
I'm out.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. Since 1966, that was the beginning of the Common Era draft, which number one overall pick has had the lowest career shooting percentage in college? The number 402.
God, would that be AI because he had to carry that team and fire away so much?
This is a toughie.
It's a pretty good guess.
Yeah, it's toughie.
That would be my guess to just move things along, but if I
would you think it'd be down south somewhere, Sarette?
I you mean Pistol Pete?
No, but he didn't shoot very well.
And fairly
but he
recent.
Go 1-1.
Very recent.
How about Anthony Edwards?
Oh, yeah.
Lowest career shooting percentage in college for any player taken with the first overall pick.
Wow, but he helped himself out by shooting 23 from the three. So.
Like is he the next James Harden or is this a bust?
I don't know if that's giving him a compliment. Next James Harden.
Well, I mean 35.
No, I'm just saying he just God every time I turn shooting.
By the way, The Onion came out with their winners and losers. I'll just give you one of them. Charlotte Hornets. With years of experience playing under a demanding sociopath, LaMelo Ball comes into the league ready for Michael Jordan.
I love The Onion. I love it.
Maybe we'll do some more of those later.
I like that. Great Cajun food from Jazz, what we were playing for there, what we're playing for now. All you got to do is stump the chumps, and you'll get that great Cajun food. Independence by the Med Center, 39th and State Line, and at the Legends. Find them online at jazzkitchen.com, whether it's the voodoo pasta, the po' boy sandwiches, the incredible seafood. So much great food at Jazz. Go there right now to jazzkitchen.com. Order you some up. Take it home tonight if you would like. 913-3810-810. Where do we go next?
What does Pete love?
Richard.
Dick, you're in the program. Stop the chumps, Dick.
Hello, chumps. Yeah.
Hello, Dick. Tony, what do you got, buddy?
Tony LaRusse is back for another stint as manager of White Sox. The first time there, three future Hall of Famers played for. Can you name me those three?
Carlton Fisk.
Harold Baines?
Harold Baines.
Fisk. Who'd you say, Tom?
Fisk played for him.
Carlton Fisk.
And then the other
one. Baines, Fisk, and did Seaver?
Oh,
he did.
Right.
He was there in 85.
Yeah.
Baines, Fisk, and Seaver will go with Dick.
Sounds good, yeah.
All right.
Nice work.
All right.
Hey, we love Dick.
That we do. You are the man, Dick. You are the man.
Can't even call that a great question. It came too easy.
No. We rocked that right out of the – knocked that out of the park. That was a fat fastball hanging up there in the zone. Just crushed. Who's next?
Knocked like a Dick Drago pitch.
Provide a challenge, please.
John, you're in the program. Stop the chumps, John.
All right. Hey, guys, I've got kind of an NBA draft question, but it's not nearly as good as the previous caller. I just want to know, where did Dave Cowens go to college?
Florida State.
Yes.
We'll go Florida State,
man,
I guess.
Pete.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. I was like, ooh, I was thinking like some goofy little Northeastern school or something. Dave Cowens went to Florida State. Here's one for you. I didn't think this was – it was like an either-or. Football, since 2016, first number one overall – or first-round draft picks from Florida State, more football or basketball?
Oh, man.
I think it's basketball. I think I saw this last
five
night.
Five to three. Basketball over football.
Wow.
Well, they have gone
so
far.
Yeah, that's 5 years worth of drafts. 5 to 3. Five basketball, three in football.
Underrated coach.
Might be missing Jimbo.
Probably missing Bobby, I think.
Tallahassee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jimbo doesn't win a couple of these games that are left in front of A&M.
Yeah.
They might get a shot at Jimbo.
Come on back. A&M would give him $70 million to leave.
913-3810-810. Who's next?
Next up is Ben. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Ben.
Hey, good afternoon, Chumps.
Good afternoon, Ben, if that is your name.
It is. So I'd like to know, who is the only Chiefs quarterback to throw a completed Hail Mary?
This is Tyler Palco, isn't it? Didn't he do it in that?
Is that they've only completed one?
Oh, that's right. The end of the half against the Bears.
Yeah, Tyler Palco, they won that game like 10-6.
That's the only one they've had.
Well, I just know he did one.
No, I know it.
If they're saying it, that we've only.
Well, he's the right answer, if nothing else.
Let's say it, Tyler Palco.
We're going to go Tyler Palco.
Tyler Palco is correct, and that's also. He only threw two touchdowns for the Chiefs, and that was one of them.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Seven interceptions.
You'll remember. Fantastic.
That's a great question.
Thanks, Ben.
That is a great question.
Think about those things when you watch this Chiefs team play and how blessed.
Hello, everybody.
Exactly. We had to go through Tyler Palco to get to Patrick Mahomes, but it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yes.
Think of the other ones we had to go through, too, to get to Tyler Palco. That was pretty bad.
It was funny. They showed a they were talking about Tua starting for the Dolphins, and they went through all these Dolphins. Like, here are all the quarterbacks since Dan Marino. And it felt like half of them were also Chiefs.
Right.
Tyler Thigpen,
yes.
Trent, right? He was really good for the Chiefs, but didn't have much luck down there. Damon Heward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like, I was like, did the Chiefs and Dolphins just swap aging quarterbacks? Is that what happened?
And
the
Chiefs,
and the 49ers.
Chiefs, Niners, Chiefs, Dolphins, all of them.
Yeah. They never could get Don Strzok, though.
No.
Didn't try hard enough.
We used to sit in the end zone, and the Chiefs with Tyler Palco would be at the other 20, and we would just look at each other and go, they're not getting here.
Yeah,
there's no way they're getting here.
Close to us.
Hoping for the end of the quarter to bring him down in front of us, because otherwise it wasn't going to happen. 913-3810-810. Who's next?
We go to David. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, David.
Hi, guys. I'm a week late with a golf question.
That's okay.
Who was the last player to win a major using woods with wooden heads? And I'll give you a hint.
Yes.
He won two majors.
Two majors only.
He only won two in his whole career.
Who was the guy from Springfield that
Andy
died?
North only won two majors.
How do you know that?
I know that. He won two U.S. Opens. That's what he did. And his last one was probably in the 80s. That would be a chance.
Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart. No, he was playing in the wooden. Or the,
no,
the,
but I mean, he had a. He collected.
Well, he didn't ask what he collects.
He played with him, too.
He didn't win the U.S. Open hitting persimmon heads.
Well, Gene Sarazen probably did.
Well, he did, but the last one, I would think this
really
would be
Andy
70s
North?
Or 80s. I'm just saying I know Andy North won two majors, and that would be about the time.
About the good guess we're going to have.
Not saying it's right.
Saran, what'd
you
say?
You got a list of golfers you want to go through?
I'd say it's probably the best guess we're going to have.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I do have a list. I'll start with Springfield.
Smith.
The Zambezi Zinger.
Jackson?
Let's just say Andy North.
We'll try Andy North.
It was Bernard Longer.
Ah, Longer.
His second Masters in 93.
Who was the last golfer to be all big, big eight?
I got a better one.
Oh.
I think I got a better one.
Well, that's
who was the last 60? Who was the last? Because it's relevant and it's on golf. Huh. Who was the last 60-year-old to shoot a sub-par round? 60-plus-year-old shoot a sub-par round at the Masters?
I think didn't Mize and Longer both do it this past week?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I knew Bernard Longer did, but you
good job, Seren.
Nice. You get it. Yes. Mize did too.
Wow. Oh, I put him on hold already.
Yeah, well, David, you're back.
Now you can tell
right,
me, Seren.
Is that right, Todd?
He might have. I think Larry Mize is. And Larry Mize usually has one good round there. Yeah. So
that's
he earned it.
I thought I had like.
That's a good one.
Great stuff there.
Seren, now you can tell us who was that last majors winner to be all big conference in our league 2 years.
You're going to burn it right now? You're not going to try it on somebody else?
No, I'm trying it on you.
Last majors winner was
the last guy
Big
to
12?
Win. Yeah, he's won. He's won several majors. He's won three U.S. He won two U.S. Opens, and he was all
Hale
league.
Irwin?
Yeah.
Very good.
He won three U.S. Opens, I think. Yeah.
All right.
Colorado.
Yes,
just because I know that's the only golfer I know that was a big
I know he's
Big
also
12.
still got this every dime he's ever made playing. Tightest guy in the entire tour.
FYI, I just want to follow this up. Tyler Palco's Hail Mary, I remember this. It was 38 yards.
Oh, Hail Mary, 38.
For him, that was a Hail Mary.
What does define a Hail Mary?
Well, it was the end of the half. You just throw it up for grabs.
60, think, 60 ought to be.
Could you have a Hail Mary?
60?
Could you have a Hail Mary from the 10, Todd?
Yeah, I think it's got to be.
I wouldn't think so.
If you threw an Ephus pitch, it would.
Hey, we won that one. That's all that matters.
So if 10 is you don't think so, then how, I ask my original question again, how far does it have to be?
60.
I think it's got to be at least 50.
If it's as far as you can throw it, that's what it is. So that's how they found this game. Yeah.
So that's why he gets it under rag arm.
At the edge of your limits.
So for me, that's the 20.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's different for everyone.
Yeah. Rag arm provision.
Dr. Fauci, it's about the 2.
Yeah.
All right. 913-3810-810. We'll take a break. Get back and stump the chumps. Great Cajun food from Jazz. A Louisiana kitchen. We'll burn through as many as we can next year in the program.
The program with Seren Petro.
Yep, this is the way it is here.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Chumps come along, Fridays at 1. Not much to look at, but they have lots of fun. None of the chumps are great romancers, but they give you food if you get the answers. They're chumps, they're chumps, they're in my head. They're chumps, they're chumps, they're chumps, I might get fed.
Remember when Curtis used to make funny songs?
Remember when we used to be on Friday at 1?
Where's the Garrett Bull reference?
There's one that has a Garrett. There's a Garrett one. There's a Craig Brenner one. There's
a Doug
one.
There's
an FTR
one.
Yeah. They're all over the place.
Garrett has been gone for a long time.
Yes. Yes. He has. The only guy that's worked on the show, legitimately worked on the show that wasn't in the open was Tate, because he only worked here for like five
3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of writing one. He's like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've only been doing it a year and a half, so no reason to rush out and get one for me. Okay. Thanks.
You may not like the one I come up with then.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Jed is
He's stoned. His name is Jed. Right? Something like that. It's a Stump the Chump Thursday. Excuse me. That's changed, too.
Trick.
Stump the Chump Thursday, dinner for two at Jazz, what we're playing for.
The
great
big
Cajun
old Jed
food
Liner,
at Jazz.
That's the one.
There you go.
Steve Miller,
Jazz.
Big old Jed Liner.
There you go.
Pete just wrote it.
There it is. It writes itself. It's so fantastic.
Sorry, Seren, I interrupted you. My apologies.
No, you're good, brother. You're good. Right. Let's get as many people in as we can. Let's go quickly here, so not too much thinking on the questions, because we've got a lot of folks still on hold. 913-3810-810. Who do we got?
Oh, you rock. Go.
Hey, gentlemen. Who was the boxing's first three-division champion?
First what?
Would that have been Sugar Ray
Robinson? First three-division champion.
Bernard Longer.
Weight class division, whatever.
I think Sugar Ray Robinson may be the one. Didn't he get bigger?
Was it, Was it Zambi Z Zinger?
Could have been. Just throw one out there, Petro.
Who was a Joe? He was a five.
Well,
divisions.
Back when Sugar Ray Robinson fought, though, the weight classes were you didn't have all the juniors and
they
supers.
They only had four or five back then.
Yeah,
four maybe tops.
Might have been more than that. They had heavy, light heavy, middle. What's?
But there was a guy that held four of them down.
Light. Bantam and Straw, or was Straw yeah, feather, one that he came weight. Along late?
Is this how we don't take too much feather. Time thinking
say.
About
it? Yeah. So we're gonna say, Sugar Ray Robinson.
No, actually, it was one of Pete's good buddies, Bob Fitzsimmons, in the early 1900s.
Bob the Bantam.
Okay.
He won
the heavyweight. This is.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, real quick.
No. He won the middleweight. Heavyweight and light heavyweight, not in that order, but he had those three.
Okay, 42 years ago today was the miracle at the Meadowlands, right? Who was the handoff intended for?
Mm.
That was fumbled, and Herm Edwards ran back for the touchdown. Who
I
was?
I know, I know where he went to school.
Steve Pisarcik,
yep.
Missouri Tiger, correct?
No, that's Steve Pisarkowitz.
Jim Pisarcik.
Oh, okay. So Pisarcik, not a Missouri Tiger, was
but
trying
I know
to hand
where
off
this
to
guy
who.
Went to school. You do too, don't you, Seren?
I might.
Hall of Famer. Years.
Hall of Famer.
Let's see.
Was he here on a certain Christmas day one time, Seren?
Could have been.
Probably. Yes.
Larry Zonka.
There you go. Nice job. Seren. Yeah, Larry Zonka playing out the string with the Giants. Rocks. No, that's perfect. Rock's one of the best. Go have some Cajun food on us, Rock. Who's next?
Pat, you're in the program. Go.
Okay, last year, Chiefs Super Bowl started two quarterbacks at regular season. If you go back to 1969, they started three quarterbacks in a regular season game. Who were those three?
Len Dawson, Jackie Lee,
and Mike Livingston.
Mike Livingston.
They had four of the squad.
It's great. Be the last guy on today.
You're a good man.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thanks, buddy. Can we squeeze one more or no?
Let's get Haas in here real quick.
Go, quick.
Hey guys, who here in town owns their own Heisman Trophy on a private basis?
Is it Chapel? Maybe
Mike Garrett. He lives here.
Mike Garrett
lives here.
I was going to go with Chapel because that's the only one that I know here.
Well, I imagine Mike Garrett's got one. He lives about four blocks from here.
You get Jazz. Enjoy.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, who's the only father-son combination to both be taken in the top 10 of the NBA draft? Brought to you by Good Sense.